Hey everyone, Combine coverage continues for the Vikings Entertainment Network. We found our good buddy Ian Rappaport. You can follow him at Rapsheet on Twitter to stay up with all the latest news and notes from the NFL. It's day one, really, of the Combine, but I'm sure you're busy already.
Yeah, and yesterday was, as you guys know, a pretty wild day as far as news goes. You know, you got the Adrian Peterson option not being picked up. Not a surprise for anyone who's been following it closely, but news nonetheless as the negotiations, you know, really begin there. And, you know, you have Jamal Charles, Darrell Revis, you had the Eric Berry contract. I mean, there's a lot of things happening yesterday, day one, but, you know, clearly by the combine being so close to free agency and the start of league year, a little bit of a different deal this year.
Yeah, and that is an interesting part about this, and we've heard, you know, our GM, Rick Spielman, talk about it when we interviewed him earlier in the week. But how does that influence the combine for you? Does it make it more active here? Does it make it busier for you, or how does it affect your job?
Yeah, it means I can't just have carefree fun for a week, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you ever do anyway.
Well, that's true, but it definitely changes things. It sort of changes the urgency of some of the news that we're chasing because, you know, in the past, you'd say you have agents all in town, you have teams all in town, you'd say, you know, there'd be like a little discussion back and forth, but nothing real because, you know, you're so far from free agency, you know, whereas this year deals will get done in Indy. Deals will get done at 2 in the morning in bars and restaurants. I mean, that's really going to be the difference. And, you know, when teams talk about, you know, hey, is your player going to be available? They'll know.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that just gives it a very different dynamic.
I think, you know, more, you know, deeper draft analysis will come when we get closer to the draft. So even though we're at the combine, it's really a lot about free agency here. When you look at the free agent class, what are some positions or some areas of the free agent class that you think are really good or deep or even just top heavy?
Yeah, it's not a great free agent class.
Okay.
And I think this trend is going to continue because teams are getting smarter and smarter, you know, doing deals earlier and making sure you lock up your guys. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking, so let's see, from like the Vikings perspective, you know, locking up Everson a couple years back for a deal that a lot of people thought was much too high, turn out to be a great value, and make sure that a player like that doesn't get on the market and just kill it. You know, you're seeing more deals in that realm than you have, you know, in the past. So free agency, the players available aren't great. But you know, you get a couple of good corners, pass rusher. It's really difficult to find. You got some good guards. You know, I think as far as the get a couple tackles. You know, Wagner right tackle. I mean, I would say for the Vikings' perspective, assume the Vikings will go after some offensive linemen and try to beef up that. You got some options. Obviously, Khalil, too, but you got some options.
Do you like the idea of signing Xavier Rhodes to a long-term extension before he gets to this point of free agency next year?
I mean, if you can do the deal, that's a no-brainer. Because, you know, one thing that the Vikings have done, and it's obviously not a surprise, is they've stocked up on young defensive talent. And guys like Xavier Rhodes, you know, if those guys get on the market, you know, that's where they end up making the $14, $15 million range. I mean, you know, guys like Xavier Rhodes would cash in free agency. And that's, you know, but there's obviously a lot of reason to do a deal early. Security, long-term security. That, to me, would be a no-brainer for the Vikings.
How do you keep the battery on your cell phone fresh?
I have a charging case.
There you go.
It's by Apple.
Okay.
It's great. And even when I have to charge that, I can just charge the case and keep the phone on me. Yeah. So it's actually a good system.
All right. You can catch more from Ian at Rapsheet on Twitter, of course, on NFL Network. I saw you doing live hits last night outside of Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, man.
Yeah, and we'll be doing more tonight. It's going to be a long day, but a good one.
All right, man. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.